For 3 years, Robert Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, who goes by the name Bobi Wine, has been running his political affairs and pursuit for Uganda's presidency under the People Power Pressure Group. However, as Uganda gears up for the elections, it was becoming increasingly difficult for the pressure group to compete favorably under Uganda's multi-party democracy system amid incessant calls for registration as a political party. Wine says that's now been resolved.
We have received more than 10,000 comrades expressing their desire to run under our platform. As expected, all our people would want a uniform symbol. So having realized that the People Power Movement would never be registered as a political party under the Museveni regime, it became very urgent for us to find a solution. I stand here today to announce to the nation that we are unveiling the National Unity Platform.
Bobi Wine says the new party is the political wing of the People Power Movement that will usher affiliates into the election.
Throughout history, liberation struggleists have often found themselves having to run their course with a political wing or military wing. We are non-violent. We have no plans of establishing a military wing. Our military wing is the People Power Movement, and our weapons are our words and our ideas.
The new party merges the People Power Pressure Group with the 16-year-old National Unity Reconciliation and Development Party, which was formed ahead of the 2011 general elections. Moses Chivalama Nkonge was the president of the party but confirms that he has legally handed it over to Bobi Wine.
We had a delegates conference at which Robert Kyagulanyi Ssentamu and other comrades were elected as the new leaders of the National Unity Platform. All formalities were sorted and ironed out. We signed all the necessary legal documents, and all the requirements with the Electoral Commission were registered. So Mr. Kyagulanyi here is the new president of National Unity Platform.
Wine says his legal team tried 2 years ago to reserve the name People Power in case they needed to formally register, but found it had been reserved and flagged. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.